Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Sugar Radio is back, and we're doing our thing here. You know how it is on Tuesday. I'm so used to saying Tuesday Night Live, I got to get used to doing my shows during the day. But nevertheless, I just want to invite all of the listeners that are joining us today, rather it's via Facebook or in our chat, please, all of the anonymous guests, y'all know how I always say, make sure that you create a user account. It's complimentary. There are no strings attached. You don't have to pay to be a member for Blog Talk Radio in order to be alerted when we have shows. Certainly, also, you can follow us on Facebook. Check me out. It's Brown Sugar Radio fan page. Also, we're on Twitter. Oh, geez, I'm just trying to stay on top of all these social networks, but it's Brown Sugar Radio. All right, on Twitter. And so, like I said, that's where you'll get the latest information, where we are, what's going on, and all that kind of stuff. All right, but I would just love for all of you. Hey, Aaron, I see you there in my chat. Hello. Thanks for joining me. This is part two. This is very important. I want to make sure that I have maybe a couple of more segments because I don't want to give away the entire book. But I've truly been enjoying The Art of Extreme Self-Care, Transforming Your Life 1 Month at a Time. So I've been taking bits and pieces of the book, and I'm trying to reiterate it in my show so that it can help you, but most definitely to take the book and to read it and to apply it to your life is going to be vital in order to have the necessary changes that you want to see in your life in order to live your dreams. I'd like to recap a little bit before I get into more of the second half of Cheryl Richardson's book that she has designed. It's just a beautiful book. And last week we had discussed making time for yourself and not to consume yourself with others, you know. Then we also went over taking care of you on a whole new level, engaging in daily activities that allow you to maintain a new standard of living, surrounding yourself with people who are interested in a two-way relationship. And I cannot stress that enough, a two-way relationship. We do not want to be around energy drainers, okay, or leeches. All right. I like the saying, you want to be around a parachute, somebody that will catch you when you fall, not a parasite, somebody that wants to live off of you. Can I get an amen to that one? And then also we had kind of mentioned a little bit about remembering that a great life starts with an open mind. All right. We have to be open to change. We cannot continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect to get different results. I believe that's one of the hardest challenges that we face today is the fact that change, it does take time. But the great thing about change is that when you get to a point in your life where remaining the same actually hurts more than the transformation of change, that's when you know that you truly need a new beginning. So this week, we're going to focus on a little bit more in depth and get into some more avenues on how we can transform our lives for the better. So once you've scheduled time in, and yes, I use the word schedule, all right, I truly believe you should operate by a calendar, okay, or a planner or some type of event or something to organize your life. Organization is one of the major keys in order to flow and to be successful and to feel as if you have that sense of accomplishment. I know I have to create a list for myself. Yes, I do. I have a list. I'm anal. Yes, I know. Ask my fiance. He knows I'm anal. I have a list of things that I write out and goals that I like to plan. And it's been proven at Harvard University that the students that wrote their goals down had a higher percentage rate of achieving those goals versus the ones who didn't. Now, the percentage, I think it was maybe 80%. Don't quote me on that. I'm not for sure. I need to research it some more. All right. So, but I do know that they said statistics do prove when you have written down a goal that it will come to pass because of the fact that it's something about the dedication of writing it and visualizing it and having that goal poster that you look at every day. But nonetheless, yes, I use the word schedule because it's so important that you operate by some type of system. I'm not saying like a robot, but I am certainly saying that you have, you know, a time block. You know what I mean? That you have that time for yourself. So let's say, for instance, if you know your kids usually don't get home till about 3 o'clock, and if you're home from work by 1, well, from 2 to 3, that could be your time. You know what I'm saying? Discipline yourself to stick to it. You will become more efficient and productive when you invest in yourself. See, when we give too much of ourselves to others, at times we can become unbalanced, which will increase stress levels, in turn produce unnecessary illnesses, and it's just too much. You know what I mean? You'll get overwhelmed. So give yourself permission. Today, I want you to raise your right hand, and I want you to promise, sugar, that you are giving yourself permission to take a much-needed timeout. Okay, I hope you just repeated that. Give yourself permission to take a much-needed timeout, whether that's a nap, a bubble bath, massage, or reading a good book. Anything that will declutter your mind to enhance a new sense of energy and develop new ideas to improve your overall well-being and life. Also, too, we have to learn that it's safe to feel or to become powerful. Now, there's a difference between being powerful and being arrogant. Cheryl describes in her book about having that confidence within you to know that you're worthy of the things that you do for yourself, not feeling guilty. That's the type of power that I'm speaking of, not an arrogant, cocky type, but the power of self-deservement that you know that you deserve to become better and to surround yourself with better things. See, you can be proactive and ambitious in a loving manner that benefits yourself as well as others. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and vocalize how you can help change or enhance a situation. If you want to live an authentic, meaningful life, then you have to master the art. Grip your seatbelts when I'm getting ready to tell you what these words are. Are you ready? You have to master the art of disappointing or upsetting others. Yes. See, you probably thought I was going to say something else, huh? See, we have to live with the reality that some people just won't like you no matter what you do in life. They didn't like Jesus. They crucified him on the cross. People don't like President Obama. You know what I'm saying? People can't stand Oprah. Some of the most prominent, powerful, and influential people that have existed on this earth and still are, Barack and Obama, but speaking of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I know that it's so important that if they didn't like them, then why should we care if others don't like us? Basically, what I'm explaining is that don't look for approval within others. The next thing I want to discuss, the rewards of extreme self-care. You know, Cheryl Richardson designed this book to help take small steps every month to pursue and to sustain your individual self-care goals. See, extreme self-care has to be a consistent part of your daily life in order to become one of the greatest gifts that you could ever give to yourself. But in order to do that, there's three very important things that you must know. Mr. Magic, what's up? I'm sorry, I'm going over my show and I'm looking at my chat. I'm multitasking. Wow. Anyway, that's cool. You don't have to worry about being on time. Y'all know you can always catch the archive segment. Always, always. Anyway, let me get back to the focus here. Welcome all the anonymous guests, too, in the chat room. Please create a user account. I see you popping in and out there. It's a pleasure to have you. But I'd love to acknowledge you and say thank you for coming and joining Brown Sugar Radio today. All right, so the three steps in order to reap the rewards of extreme self-care. Number one, you have to have patience. Change doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's often said that you have to do a habit 21 days. No, you have to discipline yourself to create a habit for 21 days in order for it to truly develop and be an everyday routine. Some people may take 14 days. Some people may take 2 days. I don't know. But at least 21 days is all that you need, right? I don't know. Just start. That's what I'm saying. Begin. Do something. Two, commitment. Commitment, commitment, commitment. You have to commit to a greater you. You have to commit, rather it's 5 minutes a day, or rather it's an hour a day. Start somewhere. Don't beat yourself up when you feel like you failed. Pick yourself up and start all over again. Yes, Aaron, I can talk in the chat and I can do host my show at the same time. I'm just trying to follow my little agenda here since I have a brief, short, but sweet segment. But I'm shouting y'all out. I see you there. I'm multitasking. All right. So, yes, it's important that you commit to excellence. You deserve, as we spoke about last week, to care for yourself on a whole new level. Three, practice, practice, practice. So we have patience, commitment, and practice are the three things that are going to help you to reap the rewards and to develop this as a daily habit. If at first you don't succeed, then try again. Just know that at least if you're doing something, instead of sitting back and saying, you know, I wish I should, I want to be the type of person when I get older that said, I'm glad I did, instead of I wish I could. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, all of those words can be changed right now with the renewing of your mind and say, you know what, I'm going to do it, sugar. I am going to get up, and I am going to make something happen in my life today, no matter where you're at in your life. If it's a bad relationship, rather it's going back to school to enhance your education, rather it's being a better parent, having that bond with your children, stop smoking, lose weight, whatever it is, you can begin today. But you have to set yourself up to succeed. Find someone that you trust that will hold you accountable to make a positive change in your life. You can join a life makeover group. You can hire a personal life coach. But most importantly, I want to highly recommend that you begin by studying this book by Sheryl Richardson, The Art of Extreme Self-Care, and challenge yourself to create new opportunities to end depriving yourself of success. I believe we are our own worst enemies. We will find every excuse in the book to not do what we have to do in order to make a difference or to change. You know, I often think about Barack Obama. It had to be really, really scary to want to step out, run for president. Who would have ever dreamed we would have had our first African-American president? It took a lot of faith. It took a lot of courage. But it also took himself setting up for success. He had to believe in himself. Believe in yourself and all you want to be. Don't let what other people say or do make you not want to pursue your goals. Laugh as much as possible. Let in the good times and get through the bad. Be happy with who you are and where you are, because you know what? You are in the right place at the right time, because your heart is leading you toward a great tomorrow. We have to understand that great accomplishments take great risk. I loved it in the movie Spider-Man when he said, with great responsibility. Y'all remember that line? Come on, y'all. Help me out in the chat room. Do y'all remember what I'm talking about? I want to see if y'all know. I don't want to make it seem like I'm the only one that look at Spider-Man. Great success, right? Great responsibility, great greatness. Greatness, basically, with every type of great opportunity, has to be some type of success. And, I mean, some type of, sacrifice. And, you don't know. Oh, come on, Magic. I'm trying to see if y'all know the line. I'm going to tell y'all in a little bit, because y'all know I always like to close with a motivational quote, and that's going to be it. But I'm trying to do this. You know, I got to spice up the show, y'all. I want y'all to engage in the show. Who knows what Spider-Man said? Come on, help me out in the chat room. You know where I'm going, Mr. Magic. I'm trying to come on now. But, yes, that is such a very vital part of success in your life. So I just want for each and every single one of you to know that Sheryl speaks of a very strong method of mirroring how you want your life to be. I think this is vital in order to see yourself where you're at before you get there. I know many of you have heard looking in the mirror at yourself, loving yourself, reviewing some of the areas where you can improve. It has to start with yourself first. See, when you mirror how you want your life to be, Sheryl explains that she firmly believes in the law of attraction. I myself believe in the law of attraction. But she also states, claiming the life you were meant to have is crucial. It's so important that we learn how to love oneself and attract joy, abundance, wellness, meaningful experiences, and a divine purpose to fulfilling our destiny. It's important that we look at ourselves in the mirror and you tell yourself, you can do it. I know this sounds crazy, but sometimes you need to have that talk with yourself. Look yourself dead in the eyes and tell yourself, you're worthy. You can do this. It's possible. I'm a conqueror. And most importantly, I love you. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else, flaws and all. That's one of my most favorite songs by Beyonce. I love that song, flaws and all. But it's important because you have to attempt self-love and know that no matter what happens in your life, that you can make it. I think hey, Madison Media Radio, what's up? All the anonymous listeners that are coming in the chat now, I'd like to once again encourage you to create a user account. It's complimentary. And lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. Also, too, you can follow us on Twitter. It's Brown Sugar Radio, SUGA. And then also on Facebook, Brown Sugar Radio fan page. Check us out. Check us out, because we are certainly there. Okay, well, since nobody seems to know the Spider-Man quote, I'm going to go ahead and give it up. I was trying to do a little teaser, a little trivia here. Spider-Man goes on to say, with great power comes great responsibility. And earlier in the segment, for those of you who are just joining us, I spoke about reclaiming your power, not being ashamed to stand up for yourself and vocalize your opinions, to change or enhance a situation. You know, in order to have an authentic life, we have to be true to ourselves first. I'd rather be 100% me than a carbon copy of somebody else. I don't feel that it's important that we have to live our lives in order to look good or keep up with the Joneses. It's important that we live the best life that we know how to live in order to make ourselves happy and our loved ones happy, the people that matter the most. What are people going to say about you when your day has come and gone? You know, are they going to remember you for being ambitious, being someone that made a difference in the world? Or will they be like, Johnny who? Come on, y'all. You know where I'm going with this. All I'm saying is not important to get validated by others, but it is crucial that we make some type of change or significant value in the world that will stand out. Create another account. That way you can have an hour. You are so funny. You know, Matt, this is the deal. Okay, my listeners. I got 5 minutes left. All right, I'm going to go there. Many of you know Blog Talk has changed the format and a lot of things that they're doing. All right. Now, Blog Talk Radio, they're awesome. It's a phenomenal platform in order to reach millions. I love the fact that I have listeners in the Philippines, Australia. I have some in Siberia. They write me from all over the world. God is good. I'm thankful for my Atlanta, all right, Mr. Magic, who's in Atlanta. Who's in Georgia. I always say you from Atlanta, but you from Georgia, one of them cities out there, right? And then I got Madison Media, who's loyal. Aaron Bernard, I thank you all for coming through. But it's just great that I can reach it, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. The thing about upgrading to the premium, I want to know, I haven't done it yet, because I truly want to know how are other hosts doing with this? So, okay, Mr. Magic is Atlanta. I thought you was on the outskirts of Atlanta or some other city. Aaron's from Charlotte. Madison Media, Chicago. Yay. See, we all over the place. And Brown Sugar is in Vegas. What? That's what's up. Oh, well, so it's cool. Like I said, I really do enjoy having loyal listeners just all over the place. But that's why I have not upgraded, because I want to hear feedback from you all. I wanted to kind of wait to see. And I still, God is good, have a strong listener base. My archives are doing awesome. But y'all have to let me know. Y'all send me an email, write me, and tell me how do you think the premier upgraded level is. You know, I don't know. You didn't upgrade Madison Media? Okay. Well, that's what I was trying to find out. All right. So, nevertheless, let me go ahead and get back into my last 3 minutes of the show. It's important that we focus on a change within, a change that's so deep and so pure that it almost hurts to improve. And what I mean by that is learning to love and accept yourself rather than taking an inventory of what needed to change or improve. You have to begin to radiate out into a daily life and become more patient with others as well as yourself, and steer your mind to the present rather than worrying so much about the past or the future. You have to just do it. You just, some things you can't think about or procrastinate about. Falling in love with yourself, healing your life, looking forward and knowing that sometimes when you do cut off, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs or things, food, spending too much, whatever it is that God is dealing with you on and purging you, just know, I often think of the diamond that has to go through that hot, fiery furnace before it can come out and be beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And you know that saying, a diamond in the rough. You got to go through some things, you know, in order to get to that next level in life, and know that you deserve to have the ultimate very best. Those of you just joining us, we have 2 minutes left. You can certainly check out the archive segment. I highly recommend it. You can do it. And, you know, I think that is something that's wonderful, because a lot of people have busy schedules. And so for those of you who can't catch my 2 o'clock show, then you can just always listen to the archive. And I'm going to put my links in the chat, because we're going to be ending here shortly. But please, like I said, follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And just know that we're going to do a part 3 segment on the art of extreme self-care. Because regardless of how awkward or silly it feels to look at yourself in the mirror, to tell yourself that you love yourself, to dedicate and schedule in time for yourself, make an appointment with yourself, take yourself to dinner. No matter how crazy that sounds, it is so important. It is so important. Thank you, Madison Media. You love archiving? Wow, I think that's how you've been catching up with me lately, because I haven't seen you in my chat in a while. But it's good to see you. So it is. It's so important that you do these steps and make sure that you know that every day as you accomplish something, that sense of, like, wow, the wow factor, or as Oprah calls it, that aha moment, you'll begin to get stronger and wiser and transform into a better person. I want to say thank you all for joining me. It's been a blessing speaking with you all. And, you know, I got to always end with something positive, and I got to go back to my Spider-Man quote. With great power comes great responsibility, and just know that whatever God puts in your heart to achieve, when you believe it, it's already done. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him, right? So it's already a done deal. Let's begin today. Make a step to change and become great. God bless you all, and I'll see you next week for part three segment on the extreme, the art of extreme self-care. All right, have a good evening. There I go. Good evening. I'm used to airing at night. Doggone it. Have a great day. All right. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Gossip.
Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm going to take my time so I can get.